Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here, and it's time for another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now, today we've got a very special item. Today's movie is the original Star Wars, and we do mean original. It's the original theatrical version of the movie, back when it was just Star Wars, not Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope. You see, what we have here is a fan restoration of the original theatrical cut of the movie. Now, since 1997, this is actually a very rarely seen version, since it's been officially replaced with the special edition version, which has extra scenes and CGI effects. Now, this version is pretty much the movie as it was when I first saw it, on June 24th, 1977, in Cinema One of the late lamented Menlo Park Twin, off Route 1, at the 720 showing. And no, I didn't know that off the top of my head, I had to research it a bit. And for those of us who remember back before the franchise properly started, this is a nostalgic experience, as well as a fun film to this day. Now, this is where I'll usually give you bits of information on the movie's cast and or crew. But here I'm in a bit of a quandary, since Star Wars is one of the most hyped, most talked about, most written about, and most debated movies ever made. And a lot of what I would say either you already know, or I just couldn't fit it into my usual 3 or 4 minute movie intro. There's just so much information I could cover. Well, I've got a couple of seconds, so I will mention one thing. You may not know this, but when Star Wars was first released, the Menlo Park Twin was one of only 4 theaters in the whole state of New Jersey where it was playing, and one of only 32 theaters playing it nationwide. And the following weekend, that total was raised to 43. Now, by comparison, Smokey and the Bandit, which was released a few days later and is also a fun movie, premiered in over 300 theaters across the country. It's interesting. So, instead of going into a whole lot of detail beyond what I just told you, I'm going to recommend that you consult some much more authoritative sources. Our collection features several books, both about the movie and the franchise and how they were made, and fictional works based on the storyline. Now, in particular, I'd recommend The Making of Star Wars. Pretty clearly descriptive title. It's written by J.W. Rinzler, and it's found in the oversized nonfiction shelves. It's bigger and heavier than the computer I'm using this to record on. It's heavily illustrated and extremely well-researched. It tells you pretty much everything you want to know about that movie from the time it was first conceived up to when it was released. Now, it's a very good work. And if you would prefer to see the special edition versions of the movie, we have it both on DVD and Blu-ray, and there are differences between the two presentations. Some of them are subtle, but they're there. Once again, please let us know your comments and suggestions. You can post them on our Facebook page, you can call us at 908-754-7885, or you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. We are genuinely interested in what you think about the movies, and if you have any movies that you think we should show. We can't guarantee that we'll be able to get them, but we would like to know, and we'll give it a shot. And you can still access the links to our previous movies through our website. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And you can also still access the intros to each movie, which are a little bit more informative than the intro I've just done. Well, anyways. We hope you all enjoyed today's movie, and thanks very much for stopping by. And now, from Lucasfilm Limited, via 20th Century Fox in 1977, here's Star Wars, rated PG.